Welcome to the Micro Meditations podcast, Zen of Being Grounded. So this week we've been talking about things that help us to ground ourselves in the present moment. So today happens to be a Sunday, and my family is not here on this Sunday. They are in Haiti. My wife and son left for Haiti. My in-laws are getting ready to leave a little bit later today, but they're not here in my home. And Sundays are usually days where I don't plan too much unless I'm offering a retreat somewhere. And today is one of those days where I don't have that much that I have to do in order to engage in the outside world. So I'm here by myself. And ordinarily, this is a kind of anxiety-producing situation for me where I don't have other people to kind of help me figure out what I need to do. I've got to figure this all out by myself. And of course, I have a lot of things that I can do, but I find it generally very grounding to have family around because it kind of prioritizes things much more easily for me. And now I don't have that. So I decided to sit and just getting in touch with the present moment here. And yesterday I was reading about the early Sangha, the Buddha's Sangha, in a book by Thich Nhat Hanh called Old Path, White Clouds. It's a wonderful read. I highly recommend it. In the beginning of the book, the Buddha talks, or actually, there's a monk, a newly ordained monk, and Thich Nhat Hanh creates this colorful picture of this monk first entering the Buddhist Sangha and learning how to practice walking meditation, learning how to breathe mindfully, learning how to sit mindfully. And as I was reading this, I was thinking, wow, what would it be like? What would it have been like to be back there at that time when the Buddha was teaching, to actually have met the Buddha, to have actually met the original disciples of the Buddha, and to sit with them and to receive instruction directly from them, learning how to follow your breath mindfully, being told, sit like this, breathe like this. If you orient your mind in this way, you'll be calm and you'll be aware of what's going on around you. And this is how we practice. And to wake up in the morning under the foot of a tree and see that other monks have woken up under the foot of their tree, and to practice walking meditation with those people. And so I was transported back 2,500 years ago into another time. And as I was sitting this morning, I was considering this. You know, what if I was back then at that time? And all of a sudden, the present moment becomes much, much larger. It's not confined to this tiny little moment of right now, which we call now. Where is the line between now and 2,500 years ago? And that's such an arbitrary, such an arbitrary line that we create. Now is somehow divorced from yesterday, from a week ago, from 50 years ago, from 400 years ago, from 2,000 years ago. And we can just, you know, where do you want to draw the line? Anyways, we can sit with, if we want, we can sit with a Sangha We can sit with the Buddha's Sangha if we want to and learn directly from them. It requires a leap of imagination to imagine us sitting back at that time. What would it have been like? What would the smells and the sounds have been like? Speaking a whole other language, sitting in a community with others. We can use our imagination during our zazen. It's not just about letting go of thoughts, but we can use that as a means to transport us to the Buddha directly, receive instruction from him or maybe from his direct students, from Shariputra. It only requires our imagination. And as I was sitting here, I noticed the anxiety in my own mind, in my own body, greatly dissipating because I felt a sense of connection. So the connection is absolutely imperative. Whatever we're doing in zazen, we have to feel we need to learn ways to feel connected. If it's not to our body, it could be to our community. And the community that we feel connected to could be a community that exists in this moment, or it could be a community that existed some time in history a long time ago. The main thing is that we find a sense of connectedness wherever we may be. And if we are not, we don't have the luxury to sit with a group of people at this moment, can we connect with a group of people that we had sat with in the past? Or even with a group of people that are no longer alive, to invite them into our sitting room? This is the Zen of being grounded.